Cherry tree.
Okay. And what do you call a bush that grows along the road or by fences, and the leaves are bright red, and they're small clusters of berries or bobs that are used by people for tanning leather sometimes.
Used for what?
Tanning leather sometimes.
I don't know. There's a few of them grows around here, but I never did know what they're called, but I didn't know they tanned leather with.
And I think sometimes it's poisonous.
Yeah, I've heard people say they was poisoned, but you don't see a bunch of them. Shumac.
Oh, shumac.
But now what we have, what we call a shumac, is a tree. Just a little small tree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've seen them, what you're talking about, but they claim they're poison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't there two? There are two different kinds.
Yeah.
Is it? Wait, some have white berries and some have red berries. I never have been able to
tell. Oh, now Shoemaker in the little bush, I don't believe it has any kind of berries. It does, I never did notice it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. How about something that grows on the ground, it's got three leaves, and if you roll up against it,
it's poison.
You've had it.
Right? Oh, bro.
But now there are two types. There's the three leaves.
And the five leaves.
But the stuff with three leaves is what?
Poison oak and poison ivy,
okay.
I guess is the way they call it.
And how about a red berry that you eat with sugar and cream and it grows in fields?
Strawberry.
Okay. And how about a kind of berry with a rough surface and it's almost like you can pull the inside out of it and it's just hollow. But it's about the size of a blackberry, but it's a...
I know that, but can't think of it.
Some are red and some are black.
Yeah.
Raspberries.
Well, there's another that grows on trees like that too.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
But I don't can't think of the name of the tree.
There's a children's rhyme somewhere.
No.
Mulberries.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Are those as good as?
No, they're not as good as the blackberries are.
Cause I think I've seen one once, and I weren't quite sure what it was.
Yeah. Well, now there used to be a tree stood right up here that of them, but somebody cut it. That's the only one I ever saw.
If a berry is so bad that it could cause you to die if you ate it, you'd say some berries are
poisonous.
What do you call a flowering bush that blooms in the late spring and it grows a lot in this area?
Lilac?
No, it's like a bush. It's a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. And this area is noted for them. I think there's a festival.
Well, now, I don't believe I've ever seen anything like that, but lilacs grows on them.
Well, you know, it's a bush that...
A bubby bush?
You know, it grows in the mountains, and... There's a festival at Run Mountain.
Oh, Rhododendron.
Okay, and there's something that's like Rhododendron. It's got a smaller leaf and maybe it's kind of
laurel.
Shiny. Okay.
White laurel.
What different kinds are there of laurel?
Well, it's the white laurel and the Rhododendron. They call it the red laurel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's out, right out here. It's pretty.
Wait, the Rhododendron's called the red laurel?
Mm-hmm.
There's a tree that people associate with big southern plantations. It's got a big white bloom leaves that practically look like a great big tablespoon. And white, perfectly white. And it looks like a cucumber maybe in the middle. They're real pretty trees.